Delighted to be joined by David Arnold. David, give us a sense of what you've been doing at the big screen event today then.
They were asking me a lot of questions. It was a little Q&A event, so we had like 45, 50 minutes, which was kind of a very brief potted history of what I do and how and why I do it.
Yeah. And I sort of saw you recently at the John Barry tribute performing and making a sort of passionate, eloquent speech beforehand. Would it be fair to say that John Barry was a big influence for you to get into composing music in the first place?
Yeah, he was enormous, and probably the single biggest reason for me doing film, I think, is having the experience of watching John Barry's score for You Only Live Twice when I was about 8 years old. You know, 8 years old, when you're in Luton, you live in Luton, and you go and watch a film like that, you know, it's in Japan, and there's sex, and there's violence, and there's cars, and there's gadgets, and there's amazing music, and it's James Bond, and it's Sean Connery, and you think, like, yeah.
James Bond brings me onto my question, which is music a technical component of a film, or is it a character in a film, and is it... Is music the difference between an actor playing a guy with a gun and an actor playing James Bond or Indiana Jones?
Well, there's a lot of questions there, and I think, A, it is both. I mean, in a way, it has to survive technically within a film in that it is physically there as a sound form, and therefore it's going to be in competition with other sound that's in the movie. So you have to be aware of that when you're writing. You know, it's like... if someone's talking, then if you write woodwinds, then that's basically the same frequency as human voice, and they're going to clash, you know, so you try and avoid that when people are talking. If there's a helicopter, you know you're not going to hear much. If there's a machine gun, you know you're not going to hear much. If there's explosion, you're not going to hear much. So you need to know your way of writing around those kinds of sounds, and also having an idea about what the sound guys are doing, so you know you're not treading on each other's feet. So I mean, in that sense it's technical. In an emotional sense, I think it's probably responsible for more than 50% of your emotional response to a movie. You know, a push in on an actor's face in absolute silence for 15 seconds versus, you know, a push in on an actor's face for 15 seconds of score. The difference is black and white, you know, it's so completely different. So I think it carries enormous responsibility for your emotional response to a movie. And I'm trying to remember the second four questions.
The second question was whether music is the difference between an actor playing a generic guy with a gun or James Bond.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting with James Bond as well, you know, because people will say, well, why hasn't Quentin Tarantino or Ridley Scott made a James Bond movie? And to a certain extent, it might be perhaps because they would make a Quentin Tarantino movie and not a James Bond movie. And I think there's a difference. You know, I think there's a difference between making a James Bond movie and making kind of an auteur movie. I'm not saying that they would, but it's a possibility, and I think you understand what I mean when I say that. But I mean, if a character's standing there and he's James Bond, we have the advantage of having had, you know, now next year 50 years worth of cinematic experience with that character. So, you know, if someone tells you it's James Bond and it is James Bond, then you believe that he is. You have to believe that he is. If it's a guy who's pretending, then you don't believe it, you know. So, I mean, music obviously helps you to, if it's a franchise where you've changed actor, you know, music helps you to sort of embed it in its kind of his history, and also just to remind you of the credibility of the character, you know, that he actually is the person that we say he is.
How do you find the projects that you work? Do you sometimes go to films that you've heard about, or is it always a case
sometimes you read about films in the press and you think, oh, that'd be interesting, you know, and you try and give someone a call, but more often than not it's people come to you. Well, now, you know, I mean, obviously up until I did one, you know, I was at the back of a very long queue which took 8 years to get to the front of, you know, so I know there's still a lot of people in that queue, but there's not really any shortcuts, sadly.
Which sort of other film composers then are you a fan of? You know, do you sort of like particular styles of music composers?
Well, I tend to like film scores that work well with a film, regardless of composer. You know, so you know, I mean, I love Alexander Desplat's work. That doesn't mean I love absolutely everything that he does, but I think he's done some extraordinary things. You know, I love the scores that Gustavo did. I love all of Pedro Almodovar's scores. I think there will be Alberto Iglesias, I think is absolutely fabulous, and another Spanish composer called Rocky Baños, who I really like. So there's, you know, those guys I really like.
How important is it if a film score can be enjoyed on its own, just on a CD at home? Or?
I think that is a lucky, you know, I mean, that's not the reason why you do it. For me, it's like I write the music for it to work with the film, alongside the film, and within the film. If it works outside of the movie, then I think that's a bonus for everyone. But that's not the reason why I do it. If I was writing something, you know, for a record, then it might be different. I know a lot of people record different versions of the film music for a record for that purpose, if you have time and budget. But sometimes you don't always do that. So, you know, the only time you then get a chance to actually do that is if you do a concert version of it. You know, where perhaps you can realise that music in a more slightly more palatable way, where it's not dictated to by the length of a scene, you know, or the speed of a scene. But no, it's not for me. It's not a priority at all. And you know, the fact that so much great music exists outside of a film, I think, pays tribute to how good that music is anyway.